Kurt, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks to you.
I'm good. Give me your thoughts on the new format. Are you a fan of it, or is it a wait and see?
I like it. It's in the NLL, sometimes you can have a bad night and you'd be done in the playoffs. But I think here, if a team's going to beat you twice at NLL standards, they're a better team than you are. So, or at least they are for that season. So the way I look at it, it's a lot better. And, you know, if you did have it, you'd trip yourself up one night because you didn't play your best, you still got another opportunity to get back at it. So I think you're going to get more of a true champion this year than you have in years past.
Kurt, early in the season against the Rush, they had the upper hand against your team. In the last meeting, you guys won in overtime, and you also really changed your style. You went to 10 defenders, 6 forwards, and really pushed a pace in transition, didn't allow Edmonton to get set up. Are you expecting to go with that same game plan with 10 and 6?
Usually we just use some swing guys, but yeah, majority of the time we have 10 and 6, and sometimes we go to 9 and 7, but we change throughout the game, and that game was we wanted to push the ball up and down the floor and then get our legs going, and we were able to do that, and we'll see how the pace gets dictated early in the game, but, you know, we have the ability to guys that can go both ends of the floor, so we'd be a bit of a chameleon when it comes to systems and stuff like that, so we'll start out probably 6 and 10, and then if we have to make some adjustments predicated on how the game's going and how the speed of the game is, then we'll do that at that point.
You guys are the most powerful offensive team in the league this year, and up until that last game against Edmonton, and you hadn't reached double digits. What did you like better about your offensive attack the last game that you weren't doing in the previous 3 meetings against Edmonton?
Yeah, you know, we shared the ball, we shared the floor, and, you know, we shared the responsibilities, and that was a big part. I think, you know, the Rush got a world-class defensive core out there, and they don't give you a lot of time and space, and, you know, sometimes we're trying to create things ourselves instead of letting the ball and, guys on the floor create some space with, just where they're going to be in their positioning. So, you know, we just tried to spread it out a little bit more and let the ball do more of the work as opposed to, doing a little bit of one-on-one stuff and trying to create some one-on-one stuff. So we just try to play as play offense more by committee.
Head coach of the Roughnecks, Kurt Malosky, joins us. Kurt, a lot of coaches talk about how when you're setting up your defense, you try to focus on an offensive guy. And obviously in Calgary for years, people are like, okay, we got to try to control Sean Evans if possible. What about when you attack offensively? Do you look to say, we want to attack to try to avoid Kyle Rubish getting in on our guys because he's been the league's best defender for the last few seasons?
Well, you definitely got to respect his skill set. You know, if you're going to push it down to his corner all night long, it's going to be a long night for him. He leads the league in forced turnovers. So, you know, you got to know where he is on the floor. You got to be articulate. You got to be, you just got to be smart of where you attack him from. And even if you do attack him, because, chances are you're going to try to beat him one-on-one, and it ain't going to happen very often. And, you know, if you carry the ball down his side, he's probably going to knock you down and take it away, and they'll be gone the other way. So they have a very dynamic defense. You know, you got Chris Corbeil that's, you know, putting the ball in the net so many times this season that you got to be smart where you have the ball around him too. So, you know, you really have to focus on your defensive responsibilities when you're playing a team like Edmonton, because, you know, it's great just to go, you know, just jump out there offensively and sling it around. But if you're not smart, last 5 seconds in that clock, they got it and going the other way. So you definitely have to be personnel controlled as to where you're attacking.
Kurt, your team has had the best power play and the best penalty kill this season. Talk about your power play special teams. What have you liked about your power play that's allowed you to be, almost 60%?
We're very structured on the power play. Like, I think most teams in the NLL, we've got some set pieces that we like to do, but the big thing we look at the other team's short man, and then we try to attack them predicated on what they do and what their personnel is like. And, at the end of the day, too, majority of it, it's a testament to the guys we got on the floor. They're very, very creative, and they're very intelligent. You know, you got a guy like Darrell Veltman, quarterback in your power play. You know, you're going to get, he makes everybody else around him better, and he sees the right guy and makes the right play in the right situation. So, you know, testament to the guys just being able to find that opening and, you know, draw that man, make a play, and create some space for himself.
What about your man down? Because in lacrosse, you know, a lot of set plays where, you know, they move the ball around, and even if you're defensively in the right position, sometimes you're not going to be able to stop it. But you guys have had way more success than any other team. Do you have a specific system you've ran on your man down that's allowed you to have so much success?
Yeah, we got certain systematic concepts that we like to run on the short man, but you know, I think the big part is that Mike Poulin has been real good for us on the man down, and you know, your best penalty killer a lot of times is your goaltender, you know, and he's there's times where the other team's obviously going to get to the front of the net with them being half five guys and we got four and us having three, but he's been able to make that big save. So you know, we try to dictate where shots come from, and we try to key on certain teams' personnel more than anything, and we do a lot of studying on kind of who puts their goals in from where on the floor. So we try to combat that. Defense is a reactionary position, so you can't get too far ahead of yourselves. But, you know, I think our guys have done a good job along with our goaltender this year.
Head coach of the Roughnecks, Kurt Malosky, joins us. They take on the Edmonton Rush tomorrow night, game one in Calgary, game two, and potentially if they need an extra period, we'll go next Friday in Edmonton. Kurt, looking at your team, the way you're built, are you more confident to get into kind of a run and gun? You feel that you can outscore any team and you'd rather win games maybe 16-15 compared to 10-9?
I don't think you're going to get 16 goals on the Edmonton Rush. So for us to go in there thinking we're going to put up 16, you're probably going to be exposing yourself a lot to try to create that many. I think you'll see the scores in this game. They'll go 12-11. There'll be some tight things. But, you know, I'm very confident that we can score we can win in a high-scoring game. And I'm very confident that if it has to be a 10-8, 10-9 game, that we're able to play in those two. So, you know, this time of the year, you know, the guys are smart enough. And us as coaches just got to make sure that whatever type for the game it's going to turn out to be early, that you know, we make sure we're attacking and we're combating the best we can in the situation that arises.
You notice a difference having coached in the playoffs and the regular season when that third official comes back? Is there any change at all in how they call the games?
I didn't think so. I thought the benches were cheating pretty good last weekend, to be honest with you, and there wasn't any too many men penalties. So, you know, I don't know if it's just a league thing. They just want to make sure that they got the numbers on the floor to make sure that they don't miss any situations. And I can respect that. At the end of the day, all we want as coaches and players is to make sure that the right call is made. And, you know, last game I thought the officiating was real good from the amount of penalties that they called and the ability to let the guys just decide the game. And that's what the biggest fear is as a coach, is that you're going to end up with eight power plays each way and the special teams is going to decide a playoff game where, you know what, it's at the end of the day, you just want the guys to be able to decide, the players on the floor. And I thought the officials last weekend did that. They stayed out of the guys' ways and they let them battle and compete. And, you know, a lot more gets let go in the playoffs. And, you know, we were expecting that, and that's exactly how they called it. And, you know, I guess with a three-guy crew, you get some consistency. So I was kind of, we got different referees this weekend. I was kind of hoping we'd have the same couple guys because they get used to, you know, our style of play and the Western style of play as opposed to the Eastern ones. But, you know, they got the guys, the referees at this stage in the playoffs that are picked by the NLL are very competent guys. So I don't imagine the three-man system's going to have any impact at all.
You mentioned both teams were cheating off of the bench. As the head coach, do you try to remind your guys during the game, hey, watch it? How closely are you monitoring that in the course of the game?
Well, like anything, right? You see what you can get away with early in the game, and if you're able to get off the bench early, you take it. You know, and obviously, if they throw too many men at you early, then obviously you got to reel her back a little bit. But you know, I think it was just kind of going both ways. I think it was a real fast game, and you know what? The referees probably just said let them play. There wasn't like there was major guys coming off the bench and having clear cut breakaways off of it. It was more so maybe the fourth, fifth guy coming off the bench that might have been a little bit early, which is tough to pick up. And they probably said, you know what? What's number four and five coming off the bench really going to impact in this play, and they let it go. So, you know, you definitely have to watch. It's not like the summer ball where you come out the front door and it's a possession call. It's too many men's a penalty, and, you know, if you take two or three of those a game with the power play that a lot of the teams have in the NLL, then you'll be down a couple goals for sure.
Well, Kurt, enjoyed Battle of Alberta, first time ever in the West Final, first time ever in a best of two. Lacrosse fans should be subject to two great games and maybe even an extra overtime, which is what my guess prediction will be. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me on.